We'd like to welcome those that are joining us by live stream tonight. Welcome here. My name is Brother Andre. I'm a son of Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie. They are at camp meeting right now. So we're just happy that you all can join us. We could just say this is an appetizer. There we go. Appetizer before camp meeting comes on. So after service today, you can flip over to Dufresne Ministries and be blessed by that. But we're just so happy that you're here tonight as well, because you're going to be blessed also. Yeah. Feel free to subscribe, and let us know. Let Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie know that you are listening and you have been blessed by their ministry. Yeah. And we're as a congregation, we welcome you all. Amen. So we thank you all very much. So. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Actually, get this right here. Hallelujah. I don't know if you've had a chance to see some of the services from camp meeting. Have you all? Yeah, some of them. Yeah. I've seen some. I haven't seen all of them. And praise God for technology, because we can go back and watch it. You know, but we know we have jobs and things like that. But there are, for where we are going in this company, there's much impartations that are happening. And I just see as we see some seasoned generals that are there. Yes. And it just shows the such honor that Pastor Nancy and the other ministers of Fresh Oak Fellowship have for those gifts that are in them. There's such honor that they do have for those landmarks, those landmarks that they have blazed. Yeah. And I've just been just in prayer, just seeing, you know, just impartations to the other ministers that are there. Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to flow forth in the local churches. Yeah. So I'm excited for where things are going. And then in July, as we have our own camp meeting, it's not going to be the same. It's different. We already have a lot of different things happening already. So the things that we're seeing, you know, in California, pay attention to. Pay attention to. Pay attention to. Because the flow that's happening there is something that we're going to see occur here as well. And yep. And it's so important that we live in the Spirit and by the Spirit.
Yes.
As Pastor Jay has been ministering the past, I want to say four services or so, about praise and worship being an entrance. Yes. And I don't know if you noticed that on Sunday, how it's a launching pad to enter into the Spirit. Yes. It's a launching pad there. And it is so key that we don't just do these things on a Sunday and a Wednesday. It is so key that we don't just wait till when we come to church to do these things. Because this is a weapon of our warfare. It's something. If you were a soldier in the army, you're not just going to start to pick up your armor or your weapon right then and there. No, you're going to have it right there ready. And you're going to know how to use it. You're going to have some practice with it as well. So these services right here, just being led by the Holy Ghost,
yes,
these services are preparing us for where we are going.
Yes.
But as I said, We cannot just do this on a Sunday and Wednesday. It's something that it's just like if you're going to school, you're like, oh, we're in summer break. What are you talking about? Wait, sorry, the youth are over there. Okay. But just like if you're in school, if you really want to understand or really get something, yeah. And I'm not throwing any stones if you didn't do this when you were in school, so just saying. But if to get the most of out of what you're learning is in the practice outside of school. In the practice outside of first, second, third, fourth hours, in the practice at home, in the practice on the weekend, even if it is a half an hour here or there. So it's not when you just come to school. It's not 10 minutes before you got the test coming. It's, I've never done that before. Y'all never done that before either. Was, you know, we've never crammed before. No. Some of y'all, don't laugh. You give yourself away. That's all right. I've done that before, you know. So we have to be, you know, it's like doctors, practicing physicians. We need to practice this at home. Practice just worshiping him. Practice worshiping him. And one thing I do appreciate of this congregation is that, you know, we have pastors that are training us of how to live a life in the Spirit. Amen. Pastors have been talking about how to live in both in the natural realm and also in the spirit realm as well. Because we all live in this natural realm. We got bodies, you know, go ahead, pinch your neighbor and tell me if they don't feel that you in you in the natural, right? Okay. be nice. All right. Okay. So we are, and I'm just, I don't have my notes here. I'm just flowing here a little bit. But we are in this world, but not of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. But as we are here, we can operate and live in the Spirit and have heaven right here on earth. You can have stuff just blowing up on left, right, front, back, top, bottom, whatever, underneath your feet. But yet, you know what? You can stay in the Spirit like, oh, did that happen? Oh, TV fail? Oh, okay. Okay.
Come on.
And it's so important that as we do work in our secular jobs for a lot of us, that we know how to work in that area, but also not I won't say sacrifice, but not shortchange. No, I don't know. Okay, well, but I guess essentially, as you are working, right? You don't want to sacrifice your spirit, man, in order to take care of the natural. Okay, so is such an important reason of why we need to know how to flow in the Spirit, how to live in the Spirit, how to operate in the Spirit, how to walk in the Spirit, how to talk in the Spirit in all areas of our lives. Even if you do work in a secular job. Especially. Because this Spirit-filled life is not supposed to be just here in these four walls. We are called the salt of the earth. We are to be a light to those that we operate with. We are to be examples to others that may never ever read the Bible.
Come on. Amen.
However, when they see you operating something and they're like, you're not worried? No. What is that? What is that? They start, that's a sign and wonder. Your life should be a life of signs and wonders. And don't get it twisted and thinking, oh, it has to be something big, grandiose. No, it's just walking out the word. Doing something spiritual, just instead of responding harshly to something, even though your flesh, like, I got a right to, you say, I'm going to yield to the Spirit. I'm going to walk in love. And that right there, my friends, that right there is a sign and wonder. That's a sign and wonder right there. When something's happening at the job and everybody else is starting to, what we gonna do? Just say, it's gonna be light and easy. Light and easy. Light and easy. These things that we do here, you can apply it to your everyday life. And you don't have to be weird about it. And I'm saying this, wasn't planning on saying it, but I'll just, even coming from a secular job myself, okay, working at a public school, seeing things, yes, working at public schools for what, 15 years almost? And there's a grace to do it. But I realized that for what we were doing, God had told us to do that. That's where we were supposed to be. And for some of those, some children that we did come across, we do interact with, they watch. They watch. Matter of fact, moms and dads, your sons and daughters are watching you. They're watching you, and they're looking to see, what are you doing? So if you're living a life, hopefully they invite me back, but I'm going to say, I'm going to be bold about it. But if you're living a double-sided life, where you come for just a little bit, but you really don't practice the things at home, just think about the impact that's happening on your sons and daughters at home. You are hindering their growth progress because of your life that you're not living. I was not planning on saying that at all. Come on now. Come on. But y'all been praying for boldness of utterance, so that's why I'm just kidding. I'll blame that on y'all. The way that we live our lives as adults has a huge effect on how the next generation is going to live their lives. So if we are living a life that is not in line with what the word is saying, they're going to look at us as hypocrites. So in one sense, there is no way we should not be, this next generation, blah, 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 blah. How about the current generation right now? Are we doing what we're supposed to do? Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir. But it is so important, even if you've had great success raising your children, continue to make progress. God is never a plateau God in your life. Increase to increase, faith to faith, glory to God. I mean, he's always going to other levels. So you might be having some success, but you know what? There's something more that you can be learning and doing and operating in. So it's key that as we do live our lives, we need to live a life out of the Spirit, or in the Spirit, I should say. Live a life in the Spirit. All aspects. living a life in the Spirit with regards to, because we're talking about raising children, living a life in the Spirit with finances. I had, we're taking care of some things, and there's some, you could say, somewhat time sensitive things. And there's some things where it's like, you know, yeah, if we do this and that, you know, this will work out here. But we got to a point where just we needed some more time for certain things. And my spirit is like, you know what? Put it aside for right now. So you can focus on what I've called you to do. I will take care of the rest on that area. So that right there was him talking to me of, how about instead of living out of your mind of what you think you got to do, live out of the prompting of the Holy Spirit to say, this is what you need, what you should be doing right now. I love the fact that with this congregation, we have so many people that are some smart folks around here. We some pretty smart folks. You know, if you look around, we got like engineers, we got scientists, we got some smart folks, people in the medical field, we got some cool folks here, and you know, some businessmen, we got chefs here, oh my gosh. People who are skilled with their hands, just like, wow, you can do that. And one of the cool things, and I can say this, especially being having a math background and starting engineering, is that I'm learning of how to live out of my spirit and not try to figure everything out. And reason my way out of faith. And getting better at this. I'm still learning. But that reasoning pulls you out of the spirit. Now, it's not saying that you can't be wise. Be wise at what you're doing. He didn't say the removing of your mind. He said the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. And so it's like when we renew our mind with the things of God, okay, that helps. But when we start to, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? You know, trying to figure things out. Sometimes you need to just turn your mind off. And that comes at with using one of those launching pads to enter into the spirit. When things try to attack, when things try to come up and, you know, all those thoughts that try to come up, asking all these questions that try to get you into the mental realm, to pull you out of the spirit realm into the mental realm, those things right there pull you away from your help. But when you get into those, when you go on those launching pads, it refocuses your spirit. It refocuses you to the spirit. It refocuses you to your help. I know it's a little different today. It's so important. Because things do come. But you know what? You just, if you say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Let's just say, you know, it might have made a mistake or you know, there's things that are happening. Just, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. It just refocuses you on him and not on yourself. It puts you more attention on him and his word and his promises and what he says more than what your circumstances are saying. Amen. Just think about it. In John, when Peter, he made some mistakes. He made some mistakes. And Jesus asked him, do you love me? What was he doing? He was getting his attention back on Jesus, on him, you know, because Peter was in self-condemnation. If you are ever in self-condemnation or self-consciousness, that instead of being a launching pad into the Spirit, that's an exit off out of the Spirit. Okay. Jesus was addressing something that kept Peter in self-condemnation. I don't know if that's right. Self-condemnation, condemnation. My words help right here, you know. So he go over there. This is in John chapter 20. Just so you can see. It's the last chapter 21. Peter denied Jesus three times. He was in condemnation. He was not in the Spirit. Nope. And matter of fact, he went back to go fishing. He went back. Instead of going forwards, he went backwards. That's what condemnation does. Condemnation just keeps you backwards. Instead of moving forward, it keeps you back. So if you see here in verse 15, Jesus said to Simon, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he says, yea, Lord. Thou knowest that I love you. And he said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Then he asked again a second time, Simon, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, feed my sheep. He said, Simon, and the third time, Simon, do you love me? And then Peter, he's like, Jesus, why do you keep asking this question? Why do you keep asking this? And then he says, feed my sheep. He says it the third time to him. Now, what he was doing, he was getting his attention back on his first true love. He was getting his attention on Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. He was getting his attention on him such that he can operate. And you can see how the Holy Spirit operated through him and the other apostles in the book of Acts.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So even just lifting up your arms and saying, hey, I love you, Lord. Yeah. I love you, Lord.
Yes.
I love you, Lord. That's a way of getting into the Spirit. Yeah. But the thing is this, when you get into the Spirit, it gives you access to many things. Okay. And if you go to John, since you're in John right now, John chapter 16. Because here's the thing, if you're living out of your flesh, you are not going to be accessing the things of the Spirit that's made available to you. And the more you live in the Spirit, the more you live closer to the Spirit, the more you have access to the things that's made available to you in the Spirit. I'm reminded of, in cooking, there's a thing called a mise en place. Now, don't ask me what it actually means. You know, is it French, German? What is this?
French.
It's French? Mise en place? What does it mean? Get your stuff together. Oh, it's nothing like, you know, it's not an actual, but it's. Oh, it's a loose translation? Okay, I'm looking at Miss Etta because that's what I heard it from too as well. But if you have your stuff together, right, as you are starting to cook, Now, I'm not a cook. I know my role in the kitchen. My role in the kitchen is to eat. Okay? My role, trust me. Okay, I'm just saying. I get taken care of so well. So well by this young lady right there. 15 years we just celebrated. Last Wednesday. Heaven on earth. And she feeds me well. To the point where my mama, Andre, you put on some weight there. Well, guess I can't blame it all on COVID. No, no COVID, right. But as you are cooking, you put things in order, ready, available to have access to, right? As you are in the kitchen. If you're in the kitchen, you need to have your stuff ready to be used in the kitchen. If you're in the spirit, then you have access to things in the spirit. The more you spend time in the spirit, the more access you have to those things available to you in the spirit. If you take time waking up in the morning, just worshiping him, entering into his presence, giving him thanksgiving and praise and just saying, I love you. You can take that right there with you throughout your day. Because here at verse 7, it says here, just talking about the Holy Spirit. I want you to see some things that are made available to us. In verse 7, I tell you the truth that it is expedient that for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And I praise the Lord. He did not leave us as orphans. He did not leave us without any help. We have help. But you know what? In order to access that help, you got to welcome him in. If you don't take time to live in the spirit, then you're not welcoming him in. If you don't take that time to just... In Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise, right? In Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise. let's see here. Let me go here. You can just stay right there, John. I'm gonna just go here real quick because I want to say the whole thing so you can hear it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Yes. Know that he is God and that he has made us, and we are not ourselves. Yes. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Yes. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth for all generations. Yes. Now, here's the big thing that it starts off with. It says, make a joyful noise. Yeah. How do you make a noise? With your mouth. If you don't open up your mouth and acknowledge him, if you don't acknowledge him, that you're not welcoming him in. You're not welcoming him in. To enter into the spirit, you got to open up your mouth. That's a launching pad right there. Open up your mouth to his goodness. Open up his mouth to how much you love him. Open up your mouth to how thankful you are for him. I worship you, Lord. Open up your mouth. We got to open up our mouths and not be ashamed of it. Enter his courts with praise. This is a big part right here. Our mouths. This is a big part. So here... As in verse 7, it talks about, you know, I don't go away because the helper is here, the comforter. Now, here's just some attributes of the Holy Spirit that we would have access to by living in the Spirit here, okay? Well, for one, he is our comforter. Yes, he is. Talks about God as the God of comfort. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. He comforts you in the time of need. Yes. Then it says he's our advocate. Mm-hmm. He advocates for us. He's our intercessor. He's our counselor. You need some wisdom? You need some wisdom there? You can have access to that. Yep. He's our strengthener. You need some strength? You have some long days? A lot of stuff going on? Need to take a drink. Take a drink. Yep. Go fellowship with him. Yep. Go take a drink. He is your standby. He is ever ready. Ever ready. Ready to help you in any. That's why it says, come boldly to the throne of grace. In your time of need, come boldly to him. In Romans chapter 8, it talks about how the Holy Spirit helps us in our infirmities and our weaknesses. So if you spend time in the Spirit, you have access to these things. They're laid out there for you right there. The table has been set before you. And you can receive of that help. You can receive of that comfort. Receive of that of that strength. Yeah. But we got to live in the Spirit. Got to worship. And I was in just thinking about today. It's like, Lord, you know, just what to minister on. And this is, you know, this is hey, just flowing in the same flow as pastors. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not trying to preach anything new. I'm just watering the word, encouraging the saints and the ain'ts to come jump in. These things right here, if we live out of our minds, out of our what we see just by our eyes, or our flesh, or our emotions. It's probably, easy to say that you are not leaning towards the Holy Spirit as your helper. You're probably not going to be looking to him as your advocate or standby. You're going to be like, I'm going to take care of this myself, and I'm going to do it right now. Amen. But this is the reason why we got to live out of the Spirit. To have access to these things. Yes. To have access to them. Here are some commodities that we have access to. That mise en place that's set before you. That table has been set before you. Now, it's up to us. It's up to us to actually respond and partake in those things. Just because they're made available to us does not mean that we are experiencing it. Okay? And some things here that we have access to. Joy. Joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes. The joy. And people think, yo, what are you laughing? What are you laughing at? I'm strengthening myself. It says in the Bible, he who sits in the heavenly shall laugh. That is my place of reigning, my place of dominion. That's my place in the Spirit. I'm staying in joy. I'm not in sorrow. I'm in joy. Amen. We have access to peace. Yes, we do. To peace that rules as an umpire. That peace that you know when you're trying to make decisions and you're like this way or that way. No, but it's that peace that says no, go this way.
Right.
When circumstances on the left and right says go here, but that peace says no, just stay here. Yeah, you got access to that. You got access to patience. Ooh. I'm gonna move away from that one there. All right. You have access to love. When some people just don't feel like that they are acting so lovely. And you just draw upon that spirit, draw upon the spirit to help you out, to say, you are a good whistler. I think Brother Hagin, somebody in his congregation, he's like, you know what? I thank so-and-so, you know, because she does help me out to walk in love. Yeah. I think he said, well, she's such a good whistler or something like that. Yeah. He found something. He found something. You have access to the anointing that destroys every yoke. You have access to the wisdom of God, the will of God, his direction. You have access to his miraculous power. You have access to him inserting himself in the natural to have his supernatural occur. You have access to that. You have access to mercy. You have access to his mercy. When mistakes might have happened, you have access to that. You have access to his mercy. You have access to self-control. Mm-hmm. Yep. Issues with food or whatever it may be. I don't know why I said food, but I'm just saying. Whatever it may be, you have access to self-control in there. It is so important to live in the Spirit. And you know what? Pastors are helping us. They're training us to get past our mind, to get past our emotions, to get past our flesh and live out of the Spirit. That's what they're training us to do. They're showing us how to do, how to fellowship with God in our spirit. Brother Hagin said, if you can train people how to live out of the Spirit, you can help them in every area of life. Every area of life. And then Pastor Nancy, you know, I heard her say, and I don't know if it was just during camp meet or not, people that lean the most, get the most. If you lean the most on the Spirit, if you lean the most of living out of the Spirit and operating out in the Spirit, if you lean the most, you are going to get the most out of that. You're going to get the most support out of that. So as we are living in our everyday lives, lean on the Spirit. Lean on his help. Lean on his wisdom. Lean on his direction. Lean on his love. Lean on those commodities that are available to you. Let me see here. One thing. Do you know that he is our helper?
Yes.
As we said, and the Greek talks about he's our paraclete.
Yes.
And he is there to help us.
Yes.
And just like, you know, as a paralegal, somebody that works with a lawyer or a paraeducator works in the helping with teachers. He is there to help us. He is our help. And in John chapter 16, it was at verse 7 or so, it talks about it's expedient. Yeah, verse 7. It's expedient that I go. That it is for our advantage. It's our advantage. It's our advantage for us to have the Holy Spirit. It's our advantage to operate and cooperate with him.
Yes.
To our advantage in everything that you do. He is there. it's to our profit.
Right.
Yes,
it
is.
To our good.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to leave this one thing with you all, okay? In sometimes, go to 1 Corinthians. Yeah, this is one of, that's what I was looking for. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Okay? Now, here's the thing. The Holy Spirit is there, and he's going to show us what's available to us. He's going to show, he's going to reveal that to us. That's what it talks about this in verse 10 here. But God has revealed them to us. Actually, if you go verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Check that out right there. As we were talking about earlier. It said, look at this. There are things that are prepared for us.
Yes.
But to have access to that is that you have to love him. Love. You see how that right there helps you enter into the spirit?
Yeah.
Love. 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 Now, I tell you what. Okay. You know, for those, you know, married folks that are here, you had to say something to your spouse, right? That was weak. You had to say something to your spouse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And if there's somebody, let's say you may like, you have to say something, right? The other person has to say something, right? Man, is this what you know what? We don't date around here, is that what? I guess not, huh? Why y'all acting like you say I know? Why y'all acting like this is like a foreign subject? Like, if you like somebody, you gotta let them know, right?
Yeah.
What you gonna do, stalk them? Don't stalk them, no. Don't stalk them. Not approved. Not approved. If you like somebody, you acknowledge it, right? Why was that? There we go. That's right. There we go. There we go, brother. There we go. And perfect. There we go. You got to say something. I don't know why that was so hard. So he's prepared things for us, for them that love him. If you're scared to acknowledge him, you're not going to experience the fullness that he has for you. And they're prepared for those that love him. Love him. Love him. If you love somebody, you got to show it.
Yes.
Brother man had to show that he loved somebody.
Yes.
And did a good job of it, too.
Yes.
You have to show it. You got to do the same thing for God.
Yeah.
You have to show it. You have to show it in front of man and God himself. You have to show it.
Yes.
Show it. He wants to hear it.
Yes, he does.
He's seeking after it.
Yes, he is.
He is seeking after it. Just think, parents. I, when your kids, I mean, they may do it now. You may do this with your parents, but when your kids come and just say, hey, mom, dad, I love you.
Oh,
no prompting at all.
Yeah.
Unless it's like Azariah that comes and give you, hey, can I do this? Boy, get out of my face. But what that does to a mom or dad, just for them to come and say, hey, I love you. What that does, and it's, and, you know, and it's like, what do you want? Yes, you can have it. Third kidney, what? He wants to hear from you as well.
Yeah.
He wants to hear from you as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. When you say that, when you say I love you, when you just enter into their presence,
yeah,
you get access into all that they have.
Yeah.
And so it says here in verse 10, but God has revealed unto them, revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. By the Spirit, God is revealing things to us. Now, here's the thing. I want you to notice this, okay? All right? Now, I'm not a true fisherman, okay? I do like to fish sometimes, right? But from my understanding is that the deeper the water is, the bigger the catch. Is that right? Is that usually? No? Am I? Brother, is that right, brother? I told you I wasn't a fisherman. But here's the thing. In the shallow waters, you usually have small fish, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that was strong. Okay, all right, all right. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness gracious. Like I say, I just eat. So, no. She fries it up, I eat it. But he is not just trying to give us small things.
Yeah. Right.
He is not trying to just give you small little minnows. He is not trying to give you small, he's trying to give you big things. The big champion catch fishes, you know, that you come, you show, hey, look what I got. I got this right here. Yeah, that's what I got, you know. He's trying to show, he wants to give you more than what you can even imagine.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
But it's the Spirit that reveals that to you.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't live in the Spirit, are you going to see it? No. You gotta, you need to live in the Spirit there. So in verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Now, the spirit of the world, they don't live in the Spirit. So they see, You're doing what? You're doing changing jobs? What? You know you can get paid more, right? What? The world says, you know what? I'm gonna follow the money. The Spirit says, I'm gonna follow what the will of God is. Because on that path is fullness. And true satisfaction. It says, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things of God, are freely given to us. They are freely given to us. They are freely given to us. They are freely given to us. The more we spend time in the Spirit, the more we will see. The more we spend time in the Spirit, the more you will see of what's available to you. You'll see his promises more. You'll see the miracles of God work for you. The more you see, I mean, if you are if you are believing with for healing in your bodies and things like that, and you know, the more you stay in the Spirit, that keeps you grounded. That keeps your mind from trying to figure things out, and you know, or what the doctors may say. No, no, no. I'm staying right here. I'm staying in the Spirit right here. I'm staying where in my place of victory right here.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you with this. The more you stay in the Spirit, the better receiver you will be. To receive of the things of God, but also I think about it like a radio. When I was a little kid, we would go on road trips, and we would, let's say we're traveling now. My brother and sister, they're 10 and 11 years older than I am. So they you know, they some old folks, you know, I'm just saying, you know. So I love them, you know. So I'm riding with my parents. Let's say we're going to Florida or something like that. We like doing road trips. And we would have the radio on. And what I would do, now don't laugh. As I'm going to different cities, I would write down the radio stations that were good radio stations. Okay, all right. I thought I was going to be made fun of, like, oh, you a nerd or something like that. You know, writing down radio stations, you know, I guess that's a sign of intelligence right there. Oh, okay, all right, well. So I would write down radio stations. Like if I'm going through, let's say you're going through, you know, Nashville or something like that, or Atlanta, let's say you out middle of nowhere in Kentucky, and you just, all right, I find this radio station right here, you know? So next time it come through, boom, right? Now, the thing is this, is that when you're traveling with radio, if you get out of a specific area, you don't have that signal anymore. If you get out of that area, you start getting static. If you get out of that range of where that signal of that radio station, you're not going to have the songs that you're listening to anymore. And a lot of times is that when being in the Spirit is being in the right place, or I should say on the right frequency, to be able to hear for what the Spirit is saying to you. You may be operating, you know, taking care of things in your life, and there may be some static.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not clear. So there may be some interruptions. You ever, those old landline? I don't know if many people have landline phones anymore. But landline phones, when you talk on the phone and you hear a conversation with somebody else, and it's like, you're like, shh, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hey, it's like, before your time. Hey, I remember those days. I know those days. But yes, it was, you could hear conversations of other people. It's like, dude, be quiet, they're arguing. Did you hear what she just said? And you hope they don't hear you, but... But it's an example of static in the conversation there, right? We need to be on the right frequency to be able to receive all things that God has available for us. We got to be aware when, let's say, static comes or interruptions come. That could be because of outside interference, or it could be because you're just not on the right channel yourself. You may be looking to the wrong things. Sometimes it may be that you just have the volume down. Because the Spirit always talks expressly. He declares, transmits, and discloses things. He's always talking. But a lot of times people want to turn down the volume. Or the volume of something else is louder than the volume of the frequency that of where he's at. So being in the Spirit keeps you on the right frequency to hear what the Spirit is saying. Be a better receiver to receive more of God. And yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The closer you are to the Spirit, the greater access that you'll have to the things of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a little different today. That was a little different today. Didn't do everything that I had there, but praise God. Hallelujah. It is so important that we operate in the Spirit. All aspects of our lives. All aspects of our lives. And if you listen closely, the Holy Spirit will show you some things. You need to tweak on this. Because what may be something for you may be different for other people. So he speaks directly to you. Mm-hmm. And the thing about, as we were talking about that receiver, think about it with Elijah. I think it was Elijah, or is it Elisha? I think it was Elijah. Why couldn't it be, Steve and Adam or Bob or I don't know. Elijah in 1 Kings, where he thought, the voice of the Lord was going to come in this grandiose fashion. Earthquake, fire, whatever it may be. But it was a still voice. Still voice. It's a still voice. When you get into his Spirit and you operate in his Spirit, you're able to hear clearly what he is saying. When you stay in the place of the Spirit, that is the place of your answers. When you stay in the place of the in the spirit realm, that is your help. When you stay in the place of the Spirit, that is where your faith is fully functioning. When you stay in the Spirit, that is where miracles flow. When you stay in the Spirit, that is what seemed to be no way, there's a way that's being made. When you stay in the Spirit, the things that were a no becomes yes. Because the promises of God are yes and amen. When you stay in the Spirit, that is your help. When you stay in your Spirit, that is what gives a settling of your mind. When your mind is trying to go crazy. When you stay in the Spirit, that gives you authority to speak to things and decree and operate out of the authority that Jesus has given you. When you stay in the Spirit, you fellowship with him. Hallelujah. 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 Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's just open up our mouths right now and just tell him how much we love him. Thank you, Father. Oh, we love you, Father. You are so faithful, Father. We thank you, Father, Lord. We love you, Father, because you are a good Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being so merciful, Father. Thank you, Father, for being so holy. We thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. Oh, you are my heavenly Father. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being so merciful. Thank you, Father, for being so patient, Father. Thank you, Father, Lord, for taking care of us, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, thank you, Father. One thing about being in his presence, hallelujah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say this. One of the biggest things that the enemy has done in our generation is separate families. And especially with our fathers. And sometimes some people have a tough time of how to receive God as their heavenly Father when their earthly father was not so fatherly. And this is for somebody that's here. Know that because of what might have happened in the past, that does not change how much God loves you. He loves you so much that he says, come home to me. Let me be your father. Let me show you the things that you have never seen before. Let me make up those areas of your life that seem to be deficient because no one put it into you. Let me be the one that fills in all the gaps and all the holes. Let me be your father. I can restore things that seem so hard. Let me show you your true love. Open up your heart to me. Let me enter in. I want to show you such great and mighty things. I want to cover you with my love, much more than what a man or woman can do. Lift up your hands. Let's worship him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Father. We love you. Thank you, Father. Yep.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
We give you glory, Father.
Thank you, Father. I sense somebody needed to hear that. He heals all hurts.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He restores.
He restores relationships.
Such a restorer. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Praise you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Father. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Hallelujah. So as we leave tonight, let's take this with us. Let's open up our mouths and tell him how much we love him. Tell him how much we thank him. How good he is. Acknowledge him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I sense that was for a man here. I sense that someone that's older too.
Thank you, Father.
Yep. Yep. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We worship you.
Thank you for your love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I'm just searching my spirit here. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory, Father.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.